Funding for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced, and your NPR station. From GEICO, offering the GEICO mobile app. The GEICO mobile app stores ID cards, enables bill pay, and submits policy updates and claim reports directly from a user's cell phone. Learn more at geico.com. And Carbonite, offering secure data protection solutions for growing businesses, including automatic backup for servers and computers, high availability and disaster recovery solutions, and automated data migration. Learn more at Carbonite.com.
It's Here and Now. Last week, the Trump administration quietly released that fourth national climate assessment commissioned by Congress, a 1,600-page report from 13 agencies and thousands of scientists, which directly contradicts Trump administration climate policies, warning that climate change and a warming globe will wreak hundreds of billions of dollars of damage on the U.S. economy in coming decades and have devastating impacts on human health. This came a month after the UN's IPCC report urged world leaders to take rapid, far-reaching, and unprecedented changes in all aspects of society to avoid catastrophic and irreversible impacts of climate change. Well, the U.S. climate assessment has one whole chapter, Chapter 6, on something that experts say is a key to fighting climate change and is being overlooked: protecting and restoring forests. Ruth DeFries is an environmental geographer at Columbia University. She and other 40 other scientists co-signed a statement last month saying that halting deforestation is just as urgent as reducing emissions. Professor DeFries, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be here, Robin.
And what did you think when this fourth national assessment came out here in the U.S.? It pretty much seems to dovetail with your thinking.
It does. The national assessment dovetails with the report that came out in October from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and much of the science that we have understood for quite some time now, that forests are one of the essential pieces of limiting climate change.
Well, give us a thumbnail. What do trees do?
Well, trees and soils are very important in the Earth system because they lock up and store carbon in their biomass. And when those forests are cleared or burned and decay, then that carbon, which would have been in the trees, enters into the atmosphere and contributes to the buildup of greenhouse gases, which is responsible for the climate change that we are seeing.
Well, and we're reading that if you took all the world's forests out, if you raised them all, it would release more than 3 trillion tons of carbon dioxide, which is more than the amount locked in global reserves of oil, coal, and gas.
That's right. There's a lot of carbon that is stored in our forests and in our soil, and we would like to keep it there. Yeah. In the forests and in the soil rather than in the atmosphere.
They absorb around a quarter of the CO2 that humans add to the atmosphere. So as you and others say, it softens the impact of climate change. Okay, so square this for us, because we just recently had these horrendous forest fires in California and the debate over how to manage forests. And of course, the president, you know, infamously talking about how the Finns raked their forest floors. The Finns, of course, had a ball with that. They say they don't rake their forest floors, but they do. We spoke to a Finnish forest manager. They do thin their forests quite a bit more than, let's say, neighboring Sweden, which had horrendous forest fires last year. And Finland, it was said, didn't have the same fires because they thinned their forest. But are you and other scientists against thinning the forests to prevent the fires?
No, what we're seeing with the fires out west is a combination of climate change, where there have been hotter, drier conditions, which have exacerbated the fires, and the result of a century of fire suppression. So fires have been suppressed to protect lives and protect property. But in those systems where fire is a natural element, fires naturally thin out forests so that when fires do occur, they are less severe. And now we're seeing the combined effect of suppressing fires for so long and climate change, which is leading to these massive fires and the very devastating impacts on air quality and people's lives.
Well, that's the United States. But the concern is global. What are some of the biggest concerns to scientists like yourself about deforestation? Where is it happening?
So now, currently, deforestation is happening in the tropics. So in historical times, deforestation occurred in the North America, in Europe, in the places where we now consider the industrial part of the world. But now the deforestation focus is in the tropics, where there are the remaining large tracts of forest in Southeast Asia, in the Amazon, and in Central Africa. And those are the places where deforestation is occurring primarily for the production of agricultural commodities such as palm oil and soy and clear cut for timber. So that is the main concern for deforestation, where there's very high biomass in those forests, lots of species that lose their habitat. And when we think about where we need to focus our efforts to reduce clearing, reduce deforestation, it's in those places in the tropics.
What about some of the ideas that have been put forth to somehow capture the carbon if, in fact, we have to take trees down? You know, people talk about burning areas with trees, but then forcing the carbon that's released underground, carbon capture, or, you know, sucking carbon out of the air and putting it back into the ground. What about those solutions?
Well, there is a lot of good work that is going on to develop technologies which can pull carbon out of the atmosphere. What we know from the IPCC report is that to achieve the target of limiting climate change to 1.5 degrees Celsius, that it is necessary to have negative emissions. That means a way to pull carbon out of the atmosphere. And technologies such as carbon capture and storage and other technologies that people are working on are an important piece of that. Nature has been doing that for millions of years through growing trees. So that is nature's way of carbon capture. We want all of these efforts to go forward, the development of technologies which can lead to negative emissions and maintaining nature's way of doing that for free.
Well, take us back to the United States and just weigh in on, you know, all the questions that were raised after the fires in California. The Trump administration, specifically Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke, has put forward some plans to fight fires, but it involves rolling back a lot of the environmental restrictions on forest management, dead tree removal and controlled burns, as you spoke of, but nothing about climate change. And people see this as a sort of a standoff between those who want to take forests down and environmentalists who, you know, are being called tree huggers and being blamed for the forest fires. What are you saying? Are you saying that maybe, you know, Zinke is a little bit right, that we need to do more of the controlled burns, but that in general, you side with those who want to keep more trees in place?
So the issue is not that we have forests or we don't have forests. The issue is how we manage our forests. If we didn't have forests, if we cleared all the forests, that's a little preposterous. We would have mudslides. We would have so many problems. That's not really a viable option. The issue is, how do we manage our forests? How do we allow prescribed burns or control thinning, which control the fuel load and prevent the massive fires that occur when the fuel is allowed to build up to the amount that it has been before? Yeah. Another aspect of living with fires, and people who live on the West Coast in California, they live in a fire ecosystem, is not having development and not having people move into the places where fires will affect them. There has been a lot of expansion into areas where fires are a natural occurrence, and restricting the places where people can be and where development can occur is another aspect of the story.
Yeah. And yet, as the National Assessment confirms, climate change is affecting our forests because it's hotter and drier. And so the very thing that's helping to reduce climate change, forests, the management of them becomes even more important because they're vulnerable to the very thing they're trying to help protect us from.
Exactly, that's right. When we think about deforestation, the outright clearing of forests is in the tropics, where we have expansion of production of agricultural commodities. And that's a different set of issues, a different kind of thinking about the management and policies to control that deforestation from the management of the forests out west, mm-hmm. where the focus is on managing them in light of the climate change that we are facing to reduce the severity of fires.
That's Ruth DeVries, an environmental geographer at Columbia University. Professor DeVries, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
And we'll keep reporting on this fourth climate assessment from the government all week.